Welcome to the Business Buzz, the podcast that delves into all things related to the world of business, offering insights, tips, and strategies for success in the English language. In BP News, significant developments are unfolding after the unexpected resignation of their chief executive, Bernard Looney, which resulted in plummeting BP's shares. Looney's decision to step down followed the revelation that he had not disclosed past professional relationships, causing substantial concern among the board and shareholders. Consequently, the board promptly launched an investigation into his conduct, with new allegations of undisclosed associations with colleagues surfacing, leading to his departure. The situation has elucidated the fundamental necessity of company leaders upholding the utmost standards of professionalism, ethical conduct, transparency, and accountability. Looney's lack of transparency in his dealings has severely undermined the trust vested in him by the organization. This breach of trust will involve rigorous questioning of the board concerning their supervisory role and handling of the subsequent fallout. Adding to the company's challenges is the UK's economic downturn, marked by a 0.5% shrinkage of the national GDP in July, further induced by the collapse of Patisserie Valérie and ongoing strikes. Such occurrences exacerbate the economic difficulties confronted by entities like BP. In light of the developments, BP is urgently commencing the search for a new chief executive as part of their mission to restore trust in their leadership amidst a difficult period. The long-term consequences of this scandal will likely impact the company's reputation and prospects, emphasizing the importance of transparency and accountability in corporate governance. In recent developments related to Brian Schroeder, significant changes have occurred at Binance. US, the American subsidiary of the cryptocurrency exchange Binance. The company is grappling with serious regulatory challenges and falling revenues, which have led to drastic restructuring. Brian Schroeder, the CEO of Binance, US, has resigned amidst ongoing legal actions from regulatory agencies such as the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, and the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. His departure has triggered concerns regarding the company's stability and leadership. Binance. US has also undergone a considerable workforce downsizing, with roughly 100 employees laid off. This development, marking the second round of layoffs this year, has further escalated the uncertainty within the organization. It underscores the difficult phase the company is navigating through. These changes have fueled speculations about Binance US's viability. The exit of the CEO and decreased staffing levels have put the company at risk of descending into obscurity in the American cryptocurrency market. Furthermore, these developments underscore the heightened regulatory scrutiny faced by crypto exchanges in the United States. As Binance US contends with the aftershocks of Schroeder's departure and continuing layoffs, its future course amid regulatory hurdles and dwindling revenues remains unclear. The company will have to address and alleviate concerns over stability and leadership to rebuild trust and outline a roadmap for success in the dynamic crypto environment. In recent Howard Schultz news, a significant development has been announced. The former Starbucks CEO, Howard Schultz, has decided to step down from the board of directors after a notable 40-year career. Schultz's departure includes his resignation from his CEO position, underlining the gravity of this decision and its potential impact on the company's future. Despite differences in reportage, some stating Schultz has resigned, others that he has chosen to step down, it is universally agreed that Schultz is separating himself from the coffee chain's board. However, his departure doesn't signify a complete disconnection from Starbucks. Schultz is set to transition to the role of chairman emeritus, which indicates a continued involvement with the company, though the extent of his role remains to be clarified. Schultz's exit brings about speculation on his future plans. Many are curious to see if he will remain within the coffee industry or venture into other sectors. Regardless of his next steps, this event marks a critical juncture for Starbucks, a company that Schultz helped evolve into a global juggernaut. As the corporation navigates this new phase, the decision of its founder, and former CEO's departure will undeniably influence its future course. In recent news, millionaire CEO Tim Gerner has sparked controversy with his proposal to increase unemployment to a striking 50%. Known for his success in the real estate industry, Gerner attributes this drastic measure to what he perceives as arrogance among the workforce, challenging the traditional notion that employees should be appreciative of their employers. Instead, he advocates for workers to demand improved conditions, elevated wages, and augmented respect. Gerner's proposition is targeted at a growing tension between workers and employers, and it has subsequently ignited a debate regarding the power dynamics within the workplace. Despite appearing extreme, his comments underscore the widespread sentiment among many employees who feel underappreciated and grapple with stagnant wages, limited advancement opportunities, and job insecurity. However, Gerner's perspective has been critiqued for its disregard for the challenges faced by unemployed individuals. Critics argue that increasing unemployment would only intensify their struggles and could negatively impact the economy. As the heated discourse continues, Gerner's suggestion has become a lightning rod, igniting vital conversation concerning the state of the job market and the power dynamics within it. The wider public and policymakers' reception of Gerner's stance is still to be seen. Yet, the controversy underscores the need to find solutions that address workers' concerns and ensures economic stability, seen as key for fostering a more inclusive and equitable society. Citi, the multinational banking giant, has been making headlines with its plans for a significant corporate overhaul, alarming employees and investors alike. Swathed in layers of criticism for its bloated bureaucracy, Citi is now poised to confront the consequences of its excessive growth. Responding to this, CEO Jane Fraser is spearheading a comprehensive reorganization of the company, one aspect of which includes the formation of a new management team aimed at enhancing operational efficiency and streamlining its processes. Simultaneously, amidst these bold transformation plans, the company acknowledges the need for restructuring its workforce. Though the specific details are still under wraps, Citi has hinted at imminent layoffs as it pivots towards establishing a leaner organizational structure. This revelation has set a wave of unease among the employees and rendered investors apprehensive of the prospective impacts on the company's future. The upcoming reorganization puts Citi at a critical junction, necessitating tough choices for securing its long-term success. The outcomes remain uncertain, yet it's undeniable that their decision to confront the growth issues head-on marks a turning point. Keep following Citi News for ongoing coverage and the latest updates on this corporate revamp. In the latest Wilko news, we have a significant development unfolding in the retail sector. The Range, a popular home and garden retailer, has taken a bold step into the retail market by acquiring the Wilko brand in a multi-million pound deal. Worth £5 million, this new acquisition has granted The Range the ownership of both Wilko's brand and its website. It's crucial to note, however, that the physical Wilko stores haven't been included in the acquisition by The Range. Instead, the future may see The Range incorporate some of Wilko's products into its own stores, potentially diversifying the product options for customers further. Both The Range and Wilko view this substantial move as an opportunity to augment their competitiveness and widen their customers' product choices. We promise to keep you posted with any updates on this significant move in the retail industry. Keep an ear out for more exciting Wilko developments. Thank you for joining me today as we delved into the intricate world of business, exploring various strategies, insights, and success stories that have shaped the English-speaking corporate landscape.